Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 55 this afternoon under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 60. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, former Vice President of the United States Mike Pence was in the state of Kansas and the city of Wichita on Friday, helping campaign for Republican gubernatorial candidate Derek Schmidt.
I know Laura Kelly, she strikes a little bit of a bipartisan pose here at home, but I'm telling you what, you look carefully and Laura Kelly looks an awful lot like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
That audio from Cake News. Derek Schmidt also came out on the attack against Governor Laura Kelly as they talked about many political issues, including the economy and inflation.
And that Biden-Democrat philosophy, unfortunately, is not confined to Washington, D.C. Friends, we have a Biden-Democrat thinker in our governor's office right now.
Many Republican supporters say they were excited to see the former vice president come out and support Derek Schmidt in the race.
It's not a factor of being worried about the race. It's a factor of he believes in him.
At American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
8 people were taken to the hospital on Saturday afternoon after an elevator failed in downtown Emporia, Kansas. KWCH News reports that according to the fire battalion chief at Ryan Schmidt, the emergency responders were called to an apartment building at right around 1 p.m. as 8 individuals in the elevator were sent to the ground after the cable snapped at 10 feet into the air. They say the injuries varied between minor bruises to significant trauma. So far, no names have been released in the incident. The Emporia Gazette reports that the owner of the building, Lynn Knetchel, said the elevator was shared between the buildings that she owned and that they were always intended for freight, meaning individuals should not have been inside. An investigation on the elevator incident is still ongoing. In other news, Salina police have arrested 4 teenagers after an alleged statement regarding a shooting of the local high school. Cake News reports that the 4 Salina South students, aged between 15 and 17, were arrested and booked into juvenile detention for aggravated criminal threat. According to the statement, the information was sent to police on Thursday as the school officials identified 4 students reviewing a video recording from Salina South cafeteria. At American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Transportation announced on Sunday afternoon that U.S. 275 was closed in both directions between Wisner and Beamer due to an ongoing fire threat. WOWT News reports that multiple closures were in place while the fast-moving fire moved in various locations in Nebraska. The latest was between Nebraska 51 and Road S&M Road, with emergency vehicles moving to the wildfire areas. According to the Cumming County Sheriff, they evacuated the town of nearly 12,000 individuals. Right now, there is no word on what caused the blaze, and multiple fire departments have responded to the scene. They say those that are affected in the area have open buildings like the Beamer Ballroom, along with the Pilger Community Center, for those that are needing places to go. At the same time, the Lancaster Event Center has announced that people who have farm animals in the evacuation areas can go to the Lancaster Event Center Fairgrounds, as they have outdoor horse stables and cattle livestock pens with water. They say it will be free of charge for any evacuees.
Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Marshall County Commissioners last week heard the Department of Transportation District Engineer would like to meet with the board to discuss the Y Junction north of Frankfort on Highway 99. About 5 years ago, someone from KDOT met with the board to discuss removing the ramps at that intersection. The current district engineer would like to discuss the matter further with the current board. A representative from NextEra will be meeting with the Public Works Administrator regarding the road use agreement for the High Banks Wind Project transmission line tying into Irish Creek infrastructure. Marysville Fire Department has requested use of the Health Department building as a training facility before demolition. The county attorney will draw up a short-term lease with the city. A petition requesting a public vote on a proposed new jail project in Marshall County was submitted with some 600 signatures that need to be certified as registered Marshall County voters and at least 349, or 5%, required to carry the matter forward. The issue will require a special election, as deadlines for the November 8th general election could not be met. Murdaugh of Marysville spearheaded the effort, with volunteers gathering 36 pages of signatures. At question is the county commissioner's decision to move forward with a $6.5 million lease purchase agreement that would fund over half of an expected $12 million project. Scope and cost of the jail have grown considerably since the matter was first brought up several years ago. Indications are that a vote would not likely be scheduled before January, and commissioners have tentatively scheduled an October 31st meeting with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial advisors. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County south of Hanover Wednesday afternoon. Cameron B. Gray, age 37, of February, was killed as his vehicle was struck by a cement truck that had lost control and turned onto its side after a front tire blew out. The truck was driven by Cameron B. Bruna, age 22, of Hanover, who was transported to Hanover Hospital with serious injuries. The cement truck's drum came unattached. It and both vehicles came to rest in the ditch off K-148, about 8 miles south of Hanover, Wednesday afternoon, shortly before 2. Again, the fatality, Cameron Gray of Fairbury, was struck by the truck driven by Cameron Bruna of Hanover, who sustained serious injuries. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County weekend before last. Daniel Burton of Frankfort lost control on 13th Terrace near Zenith Road and overturned late last Saturday or early Sunday, October 16th. The accident was discovered by a passerby and the driver was transported to CMH in Marysville. A UTV was involved in an accident October 11th as Michael Christner of Frankfort lost control on Sunflower near 16th Road and rolled, with a driver and a passenger, Doug Pleggy, also of Frankfort, taken by private vehicle to CMH. Another accident October 11th was reported when Joanne Stone of Blue Rapids lost control on U.S. 77 just south of Quail Road after striking a deer. The driver was treated and released from Community Memorial Healthcare. Dennis Tilley of Frankfort was injured October 15th as he was unhooking a towed vehicle that rolled over his leg. Tilley was taken by private vehicle to CMH, where he was treated and released.
The Pottawatomie County Child Care Task Force will host a listening and action event Tuesday, October 25th, 11:30 until 1. The community is invited to a lunch and discussion as to local child care experiences, resources and training to build advocacy skills, and outline the Zero to Thrive Coalition. The initiative seeks to advocate electing officials who support investments needed for Kansas children, families and local economies to thrive. For additional details, phone 785-457-3319. Field and grass fires northwest of Odell Sunday along PWF Road were aggravated by the continued gusty wind conditions. Several fire departments were called out. No immediate reports of injury or other property loss. Authorities had issued caution for drivers as smoke reduced visibilities. Okito Fire Department answered calls Saturday and again Sunday, including a field fire at 11th and State Line Roads, with Wymore and Barnston providing mutual aid. An evacuation order was issued for southwest Lancaster County Sunday afternoon due to wildfires in the area south and west of southwest 12th and west Saltillo Roads. The advisory extended south toward Gage County. Gusty winds prevailed at 40 to 50 miles an hour across the region throughout the day Sunday, with 44 miles per hour clocked at Marysville. Vicki L. Slater, age 68, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with a Ward funeral home in charge for Vicki Slater.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers will continue throughout the region today, staying cloudy and much cooler. Conditions will start to clear up overnight tonight, but temperatures will stay much cooler throughout the rest of this week. Typically during this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures will stay around average as we head into the weekend. For today's forecast, some rain showers likely staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s and upper 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. And clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. A small system will start to move through the region on Thursday, bringing a chance for some rain showers and our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And showers continue over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 40s. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 65, record high on this day 90, the average low 41 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 6:37. Breezy across the region Sunday, peak wind gust 44 miles per hour here at Marysville.
Jack Frost is the guy we blame for the season frigid temps. It's a closer look at the man behind the myth from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 24th, the 297th day of the year. Actor Kevin Klein celebrates a birthday. Jack Frost is a name that gets tossed around this time of year, but just who is that Jack character? He's most likely a character from Norse mythology. Jokul Frosti was the son of Norse god of wind, and his name translates as icicle frost. As the Norse immigrated to England, Jokul Frosty became Jack Frost, and our modern myth was born. Other cultures have similar legends. Germany has Old Mother Frost, who creates snow by shaking feathers from her bed. In Russia, Father Frost is a mighty blacksmith character who binds the earth in chains of ice. It's enough to make you glad for a visit from Jack Frost, whose worst is a little nipping at your nose. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore at almanac.com.
4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Bryce Leonard, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Performance Ag.
Hi, my name is Gavin Vogelsberg, and this is my 7th year in 4-H. This year I will be participating in photography, breeding beef, and goats. The reason I enjoy 4-H is because of the opportunity it provides to help with my community.
My name is Aubrey Varian, and I have been in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 9 years. I have learned a lot of responsibility since I have pigs and heifers to take care of and get ready for the fair. I really enjoy taking animals to the fair because my whole family participates and we all have fun. I'm already looking forward to working with new animals for next year.
Hi, my name is Preston Landell. Have you ever thought about all the different opportunities 4-H has to offer? You never know where one opportunity could lead you in your future, for the new people you meet and become friends for life with. I have been in 4-H for 7 years.
Hi, my name is Andrew Lauer. This is my 4th year of 4-H. I like 4-H because I get to spend time with my friends.
My name is Hayden Varian, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 7 years. I've enjoyed showing my pigs at the fair. I also took photos and a wooden sign I made. 4-H is lots of fun. You should join 4-H so you can have fun too.
Hi, my name is Chloe Detke. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year I showed my horse, two pigs, as well as two photos. I received reserve champion for my horse Rosie, and my photo went to state. Next year I plan on taking my two horses, a heifer, a pig, and a photographer.
Hi, my name is Quinn Preuss. I am a member of Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year my projects were beef, horse photography, and visual arts and crafts. I enjoyed working with my heifer, Twinkle, too. This year, I got to show her in 4 spring shows and KJHA state show, as well as the county fair. This was my 3rd year showing a horse at the county fair. I have a new horse, Sparrow. I won junior level all-around showman. Taking pictures around the house and farm was fun. 4-H is lots of fun. I am glad I am a member. I hope you join 4-H too.
Hi, my name is Norma Jurgensen. I'm a 6th year member of the Bars and Boosters 4-H Club. 4-H has given me so many opportunities to learn and grow, whether it is showing my animals, baking, giving speeches, or working on my leadership skills. If you ever get a chance to go to a meeting, you should try it. There's something for everyone.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Bryce Leonard, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Performance Ag.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After their devastating loss last week against the Buffalo Bills by 4 points, the Kansas City Chiefs rallied and dominated the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday with a final score of 44-23. It was a big game not only for the Kansas City Chiefs as a whole, but also for Isaiah Pacheco as he took the position for the starting running back. As he replaced the first-rounder Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as Kansas City planned to rotate their backs, both expecting to see significant snaps. The victory for Kansas City extended their lead in the AFC West in the number one slot, with their overall record now 5-2. As they're sitting 2-1 at home and 3-1 on the road. The 49ers are sitting at number 3 in the NFC West at 3-4 for their overall season. After that week on the road, Kansas City heads back home to bring on the Tennessee Titans next Sunday for the evening kickoff at 7:20. The Titans will be the next big challenge for Kansas City, as they are also number 1 in their AFC South division at 4-2 for their season. The Titans are coming off their 19-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts.
Attention outdoorsmen. A hunter's and fisherman's paradise goes up on the auction block Friday, October the 28th, 11 o'clock in the morning at Utica, Kansas. Friends, you won't believe it. It's a 726-acre cat house recreation area located in rural western Kansas near Utica. It's a canyon turned into a lake featuring a 65-acre lake. Depths of 40 feet fed with natural runoff. Never been dry since it was built in 1986. Incredible fishing, waterfowl, a complete natural environment, friends. There's nothing like it. Approximately 726 acres with a 65-acre lake at a live auction Friday, October 28th, 11 o'clock at Utica, Kansas. Call Stacy Johnson, 785-623-0458 for more information. 785-623-0458.
Auctions are conducted by Hayden Outdoors. It was a rough weekend for college football in the state of Kansas, as we'll start off with the Kansas University Jayhawks as they lost to Baylor 35-23 on Saturday. Kansas was coming into the challenge with two L's over the last 2 weeks against TCU and the Oklahoma Sooners. And the Jayhawks continue to find themselves slipping further down into the Big 12 Conference, as they're now number 7 in the Big 12 at 2-3 in conference play, 5-3 in overall play for the season. It is a tough one for the Jayhawks after starting off number 1 in the Big 12 with such a strong lead early on in the season. They now are set for Saturday, November 5th against the number 9 Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game will be in Kansas. Over in Wildcat territory, they also saw a loss this weekend as they took on the number 7 TCU Horned Frogs and lost 38-28 on the day, dropping Kansas State down to 22 in the AP poll and moving TCU up to number 7. Kansas State had a bye week the week prior and followed that had a 1-point victory over Iowa State. With their loss, Kansas State is still number 3 in the Big 12 Conference, hitting 3-1 in conference play, overall 5-2 in overall play.
Friday night football scores. Marysville falls at Clay Sutter 24-14. Rock Creek over Concordia 46-20. Wamego took Abilene 49-0. Chapman down Clearwater 40-37. Hanover comes back, knocks off Frankfort 36-33. Axtell shut out Donovan West 68-0. Washington County outlasted Rock Hill 64-22. Valley Heights fell to Smith Center 56-12. Lynn, in a slugfest with Blue Valley, wins 68-58. Centralia topped Pleasant Ridge 59-16. Week 9, pairings released. Marysville at Heston. Valley Heights at Sedgwick. Centralia hosts McLeod. Washington County at Hill City. Frankfort hosts St. John's Tipton. Hanover home to Lakeside. Axtell entertains Pike Valley. Lynn is at Osborne.
The Marysville Bulldogs fall to 3-5 on the season and 2-2 in district as the Clay Center Tigers win 24-14 in the regular season finale. Marysville jumped out to an early lead on a 3-yard Hayden Smith touchdown run to finish an 80-yard drive with 8:23 to go in the first quarter. Clay Center tied it up near the end of the first quarter with a 3-yard run by Carter Long. The back-and-forth affair continued as Rhett Williams scored from 19 yards out with 9:22 to go until halftime. We were tied 14-all at half as Clay Center scored again on a 6-yard TD pass from Mark Hoffman to Jackson Henry. Only Clay Center scored in the second half, once on a 40-yard field goal with 3:30 to go in the third by Jackson Henry and a clinching 15-yard TD pass from Hoffman to Brody Hayes. The final, Marysville 14, Clay Center 24. Marysville will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs, finishing in third place in the district. Reporting for KNDY, I'm Jason Brenniger.
High school football is wrapping up here in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Week 8 is wrapped up here as the Hanover Wildcats defeat the Frankfort Wildcats 36-33 in what was a tale of two halves in this game. It was all Frankfort all the time in the first half as Lane Wiseau opened up the game with a 10-yard touchdown run. Then it was quarterback Wes Anderson with two 70-yard passes, one to Carter Olson and one to Harden to extend the lead 21-6. at half. 27-6 was the lead, but quarterback Wes Anderson went out with an ankle injury not to return for Frankfurt, and Hanover took advantage. 30 points unanswered for Hanover before a 3-yard touchdown run from Lane Loizo brought us to our final score, 33-36, but a late fourth down conversion deep into Frankfurt territory iced off this game for Hanover as they win it and claim their spot with a home playoff game next week in week 9. For KNDY Sports, I am Max Blasky.
Hanover and Valley Heights girls volleyball teams advanced to state, winning sub-state Saturday. Hanover 2A at Emporia is third seed, facing number 6 South Central Friday at 10. Then 7th seed Greenfield Wheatland at noon, and 2nd seed Attica Friday at 3. 7th seed Valley Heights 2A at Dodge City faces 2nd seed Smith Center Friday at 9:30, 3rd seed Inman at 10:30, and 6th seed Garden Plain Friday at 12:30. Who will play Friday with championships continuing Saturday.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Jade plants are more often killed by kindness, meaning too much water and fertilizer, than a lack of attention. Increase your success with a bit of benign neglect. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow jade plants in a cool, draft-free location within 4 feet of the sunniest window available. They prefer daytime temperatures in the mid-60s to mid-70s with cooler temperatures throughout the winter and at night. In winter, water plants thoroughly when the top few inches of soil start to dry. During the warmer, brighter, and longer days of summer, you'll need to water a bit more often, keeping the soil just slightly moist. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer to avoid root rot. A spring and summer fertilization is usually sufficient. And don't be anxious to repot jades. They have a small root system compared to their top growth and prefer to be pot-bound. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
In the years leading up to the Civil War, counties adjacent to the Missouri-Kansas border saw bloodshed as pro- and anti-slavery forces conducted guerrilla attacks on towns, citizens, and property. One of the counties in the crosshairs of the strife was Bates County, Missouri. Its significance in the Civil War story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bates County, Missouri is adjacent to the state of Kansas.
This was a tense place to live in the 1850s.
Things get pretty rough here about 1854, 1855 with the passage of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which creates a lot of anxiety among Missourians here because they're fearful of having a free state bordering them. They already have free states, Illinois and Iowa on the north and on the east, and now they're about to have a free state on the west side, and they're very worried about that.
Jim Rehart says what resulted was called Bleeding Kansas, as pro- and anti-slavery forces skirmished to sway the vote over Kansas entering the Union as a free or slave state. All-out war began in 1861.
Jim Lane, a rather notorious Kansan, is going up and down paying retribution in areas where he had been stirring up trouble here in Missouri for Missourians. He comes back and starts liberating slaves.
The slaves Lane liberated began to organize in Kansas.
And he starts recruiting them in the summer of 1862, prior to the time that Lincoln wants formally enslaved Africans in federal service. Jim Lane recruits them in Kansas, and they become trained, about 500 of them.
Now Lane and the pro-Union forces in Kansas had an armed force of former slaves ready to enter battle. However, President Lincoln had not yet given the go-ahead for such an action. Would Lane and the Kansans push ahead with their plan? How would former slaves perform in battle? The answers next time as we travel the countryside near Butler, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Fires, hurricanes, flooding, and drought seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss. To make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
Location also makes a difference. Insurers are using local climate data to be more precise in how they insure a property. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's hard to believe that we're 2 years into the pandemic. If I've learned one thing, it's that life can bring some unexpected curveballs. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While the pandemic has provided me the opportunity to perfect my pecan roll technique, it has also taught me the importance of being prepared for the unexpected and being planful with my finances. One thing you can do to make sure your money is in good order is to have an emergency fund in place. If you don't have an emergency fund, consider making some changes so you can build one up. Think about some simple ways you can cut back. Then take what you would have spent and put that towards your emergency fund. And remember, the purpose of this fund is to help you keep from relying on high interest rate debt if a crisis hits. When we take steps to be financially prepared for emergencies, we can live with more purpose and gratitude, knowing that we're being wise with the resources God has given us. God is in control.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers a lifeline to distressed farm borrowers. Up next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Last week, the USDA announced that nearly $800 million has been paid out to help settle debts of some farmers who've run into trouble after taking loans through USDA. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. Some of it is going to farmers with delinquent loans and some to farmers who have debts after filing for bankruptcy. Vilsack says a separate amount sourced from pandemic relief funds pays farmers who deferred their loan payments under a disaster set-aside option.
Roughly going to help somewhere between 34,000 and 35,000 borrowers get to a better place, provide them some level of security and some assurance that when and if the public emergency declaration is lifted and our moratorium ends, that they won't be faced with losing the farm. The goal here, obviously, is to help these folks stay on the farm and to give them peace of mind.
USDA Undersecretary Jewel Bronaugh says the agency is taking a new approach to loan servicing.
This is just the start. USDA is going to look for ways to add tools, to add flexibility, to intervene more quickly, and well before borrowers facing financial hardship become at risk of losing their farm.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Monday, October the 24th. Well, October is National Cooperative Month. Here's Rod Bain.
National Cooperative Month offers the public opportunity to realize the intricate part the cooperative model plays in our nation's economy, particularly in rural America.
Whether you belong to a credit union or you get electricity in a rural area, or even if you drink milk or eat candy that has sugar from sugar beets, you're probably benefiting from a cooperative.
Agriculture Undersecretary for Rural Development, Social Torres Small, adds the cooperative model is a stable one, especially in rural economies. 18% of agricultural cooperatives are a century old or older. 51% of ag co-ops are more than 75 years old.
Sectors from healthcare to food to financial services and electricity, as well as high-speed internet and more. Rural electric cooperatives provide power to three-quarters of the nation's land mass. That, combined with telecommunications co-ops, are helping to expand access to high-speed internet service as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Here's more on the celebration.
October is a great month to celebrate the National Cooperative Month. It's been celebrated since 1964, and this year's theme, I think, is especially important. The theme is Co-ops Build Economic Power. More than 30,000 cooperatives, including agricultural, utility, financial services, purchasing, food and grocery, housing and retail co-ops, operate at 73,000 places of business throughout the United States, and they generate more than $660 billion in annual revenue. And agricultural cooperatives, they operate in 9,500 locations in 50 states.
And that's a look at your ag news on this Monday, October the 24th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The weather is changing, and it's time to start planning your holiday trips to visit friends and family. If it's time for a new vehicle, start with a trip to visit your friends at Midwest Kia and experience a better way to buy. Don't trust your old car, truck, or SUV any longer. This October, bring us your busted and rusted, not-to-be-trusted, sad and tired used vehicle, and we'll give you a guaranteed minimum trade-in value of $2,500. Then choose from over 300 pre-owned vehicles at Midwest Kia. That's right, $2,500 minimum trade-in value for your vehicle, no matter the condition. Load up your family in a pre-owned car or SUV from Midwest Kia and save big with $2,500 minimum for your trade this holiday season.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Simple, transparent, fast. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com.
Trade allowance from online listed pricing will have other discounts toward certified pre-owned vehicles. See dealer for details. Offer expires once end.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
It's common to let cattle graze on corn residue after harvest. If you also put down fertilizer, be aware of animal safety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Harvest is done, some cattle owners will let the herd graze on the corn stalk residue. They convert the residue to manure, leaving carbon and nutrients in the soil, which then benefits the crops. However, if you apply fertilizer over the field after harvest and have a spill, there is a toxicity risk for the animals. Brad Schick is a beef systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the fertilizer itself isn't harmful, it's the concentration to be concerned with.
You know, we look at something like sulfur, you know, they can have 0.5% in their diet and be fine. You know, we also have things like phosphorus. The tolerable level for them is like 1% in the diet. When we're talking about zinc, we're talking about 1,000 milligrams per kilogram. So a lot of these are very high. The animals would actually have to consume.
The safest approach for grazing corn stalks is to graze before fertilization application or wait until after a rain so it can percolate into the ground. He says calculations can tell you if what was applied would pose a risk.
I would say that you need to see how much was actually applied. I mean, we're obviously put on a certain rate based off likely grid sampling, so we'll know what the rate is. You can calculate what the expected even consumption of forage is based off the body weight of that animal.
Water has minerals in it, so there is the potential for these same compounds to be in the animal's drinking water. Schick says you should also factor this into your calculations. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about grazing corn stalks at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff, I think we're going to this Monday. December corn right now, 682 and three quarters is where we are. Back down again. It was down, then up, back down, down 1 3/4 right now. March corn at 688 and a quarter. That's down 2 1/4 currently. Kansas City wheat for December, 939 and three quarters is where we are. That's down 8 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March down 7 3/4 at 938 and three quarters. November soybeans, 1376 and a quarter right now. That's down 19 and a quarter. January soybeans at 1385 and a half. That's down 19 right now. Cotton right now, down 3 still. Made some recovery, but not much. 76.13 is your price. Cotton for March at 75.57. That's down $2.98.
Live cattle for October, 151.52 and a half. That's up a dollar and a nickel. Live cattle for December at 153.87 and a half. That's up $1.45. Feeder cattle for October, 175.75. That's up 47 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for November at 179.7 and a half cents. That's up 72 and a half cents. Crude oil for December, 84.66 is your price currently. That's down 40 cents. Crude oil for January, 83.64, and that's down 31 cents. October gold, 16.48 and 70 cents. That's down $2.30. December gold, 16.54 and 40 cents. That's down $2. Silver for December at $19.20. That's up 12 cents. Silver for March at $19.30 and a half cents. That's up 15 cents. Stock market today, Dow Jones up 291, NASDAQ up 18, S&P up 28. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The weather is changing, and it's time to start planning your holiday trips to visit friends and family. If it's time for a new vehicle, start with a trip to visit your friends at Midwest Kia and experience a better way to buy. Don't trust your old car, truck, or SUV any longer. This October, bring us your busted and rusted, not-to-be-trusted, sad and tired used vehicle, and we'll give you a guaranteed minimum trade-in value of $2,500. Then choose from over 300 pre-owned vehicles at Midwest Kia. That's right, $2,500. Minimum trade-in value for your vehicle, no matter the condition. Load up your family in a pre-owned car or SUV from Midwest Kia and save big with $2,500 minimum for your trade this holiday season.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Simple, transparent, fast. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. Trade allowance from online listed price and move other discounts towards certified pre-owned vehicles. See dealer for details. Offer expires months end.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive. $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71. It's a four-door four-wheel drive. $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The United States is currently experiencing a labor crisis on all fronts. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Kansas Livestock Association CEO Matt Teagarden shares that improving policy is one way that KLA is hoping to make a change.
One of the things that we've been really focused on is a more effective guest worker program. And for livestock producers, we need year-round access. The H2A program has done a lot of good, but it's seasonal, and we don't feed cattle or milk cows seasonally. So really from a policy standpoint, I think that's been our focus is can we secure changes to that H2A program that would allow for year-round workers and really increase the number of visas available. There's some movement at the national level in Congress that is encouraging, and we're engaged in particular now on the Senate side and talking about our priorities with our two senators and more broadly agricultural priorities with all senators.
He goes on to explain what the H2A program is and how the current policy affects agricultural businesses.
It is a guest worker program that allows folks from overseas outside the U.S. to come for a season and do agricultural work. So it's ag-focused, but it's specific jobs, and it is today seasonal. And so it fits for a lot of ag-type work that we need to get done, and it's been important for agriculture to get that work done, but it is limited in scope and so doesn't fit all of the jobs that we need to fill today.
Ryan and Laura Hoffner, owners of High Plains Harvesting located in Kansas, explained the ways the H2A policy currently affects them specifically as business owners.
When we're thinking about farm families, we are the workers, we are the owners, we are the HR. We have a hand in everything that we do. And when you're required to do all those things in addition to day-to-day operations, it's very cumbersome and very difficult to keep up with all the different rules and regulations because labor is just one of many in the hat of the regulations that we have to follow.
To say what's work, you know, a lot of times we just have to wait. It doesn't work. We're sacrificing time out of the year that could and should be productive. And sometimes we're just not because we don't have the people for it. So we try to plan and organize for when we do have our labor and try to make the most out of that, but it's just not an ideal thing. We could be progressing as a business and as a total industry within Kansas and the United States, but because of it, we're being limited and not working to our full potential as a sector of the economy.
Sharing insight on current policy concerns revolving around H-2A programming, that was Kansas Livestock Association CEO Matt Teagarden and owners of High Plains Harvesting, Ryan and Laura Hoffner. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.